It is Press Conference Extra. I am Neil Atkinson, and it was a pretty lacklustre press conference before the game against Sheffield United. And that's why Andy Heaton's just said he doesn't want to know. He doesn't want to know. If the press conferences don't have enough to grab his attention, he doesn't want to know. So unfortunately, whether you like it or not, you've got me, you've got Neil Docking, and you've got Mike Bancole to talk through. What was a slightly lacklustre press conference, to be honest with you, Mike? We've been doing this certainly through the midweeks, you and I together, across the last however many weeks. And it felt very much like one where everyone was going through the motions. Jürgen, though, is pretty adamant to say no one should be going through the motions tomorrow night. Pretty adamant to say this is the most important game of our lives, pretty much. This is the one that matters. We'll worry about United when it's finished.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that line was one of the most interesting lines, because there was a genuine like, oh, City and Arsenal playing tonight? I had no idea. Like, but I don't know if he was faking or not, but he felt like he was genuinely like, why should I care about this? And I think it's a good mindset for us as fans to have, because so many fans are doing maths at the moment. All of our fans from Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal have become mathematicians now, knowing how many points they need to drop and who can drop which points where and stuff. And ultimately, the biggest challenge, and it is a cliche, and I feel like one of those robotic footballers after a game where Jeff Fuse is interviewing them and talking about the next game, but genuinely for us at this stage, it is just the next game. Because the next game, the context might shift slightly. Arsenal might drop points tonight, who knows, or really get something at City, who knows? And then before that, you're like, okay, maybe we can maybe drop points here or drop points there. So I actually quite like what you said that, but I think the point about going through the motions was, it was so emphatic going through the motions. This was the most going through the motions press conference Jürgen's delivered in the last couple of months. When it was just so like, what on earth am I doing here, guys? Just ask a stupid question, then I'll leave, and then I'll prepare for my important match tomorrow. That's literally what he was saying without saying it.